go.
Ooh, sounds good to me.
Yeah, what about you, though? What have you been playing?
I've been playing tons.
Yeah.
Okay. It kind of comes back to what we were talking about on the last show about completing games and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I never did, and I always had too many games on the go, and all that kind of, and I was cool with that. Yeah, I was happy with just not finishing games.
Oh yeah, your sort of thing was I'm happy to play half an hour and over lots of games than complete one game to death.
Yeah, that was kind of it. Just I liked playing lots of games and didn't really care about finishing them or not because I enjoyed the playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's finished now. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. In fact, I've gone from that to because we were doing a thing at work where we're trading games in and getting more money for it and that kind of stuff. So I had a little look through and looked at all the stuff that I'd either wasn't going to play or had started playing and hadn't really got anywhere in. So I traded in a ton of games. I thought, I'm just going to get games and actually play the bloody things. So I'm going to try and complete some more games.
Yeah.
Then when I'm done with them, I'll just get rid of them. Kind of, I don't see the point of having... I feel that the fun in playing a game is the playing. So what's the point of having a game sitting on your shelf, not getting played? Pointless.
This is very true.
Okay. So I was like that for a while. I bought and played 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
Okay.
Which I know you think is going to be shit, but is...
Well, funnily enough, I watched the Game Swipe thing with... Yeah. Who's the guy?
What's Charlie
the guy
Broker? Called?
Yeah, I watched it for the first time yesterday. He just totally rips it to shreds. But then, I don't really know who that guy is, so I can't really go on his way.
Mate, it's fantastic. It's dumb sort of action game, sort of arcadey sort of thing. It's all about getting combo kills, and the enemies are basically color-coded as well. So like, the long-range bad guys are all sort of got wearing red shirts or red headbands or whatever. The mid-range guys all wear yellow, and the close-range guys all wear blue. So at a glance, you can know what kind of guy they are. You know the best way to sort of deal with them.
Yeah.
And all your sort of close-range, mid-range, and long-range weapons, they're all color-coded the same.
So it's like killing for kids.
No, not really. But it's just, it's one of them games, I just had a smile on my face from start to end. It was just so much fun.
Okay.
So there you go. That was one. These are in no particular order. And I'm pretty sure I completed loads of iPhone games.
That doesn't count, but
of course it counts. I completed Nova, which is basically the Halo clone. I completed every track on the Lady Gaga Tap Tap Revenge.
Say again,
Lady Gaga Tap Tap Revenge.
Oh, God.
It's all good. I completed Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay.
And there's a couple of others as well. I've went on this massive completing game spree.
Well, I can start doing that now since I just bought an iPhone 4G today. Woohoo! Just slip that in there.
Check you out.
Yeah.
Did you get the free case with it?
No, you have to sign up to Apple or some crap, do it on their website. So.
Oh, okay.
But I will do that because, yeah, it's free.
Exactly. So anyway, did 50 Cent, needed something else, so I picked up Splinter Cell Conviction.
Oh, I forgot you did that.
Yeah, because I heard it was short.
So it is.
Yeah, so I'm trying to complete games, so I've got a short one. Again, Splinter Cell Conviction, fantastic.
You should get Alan Wake.
It's on the list. It's on the list of things to get. But with Conviction, played through it again, just grinning from ear to ear the entire time. When you sort of first...
Sorry, didn't catch that.
Grinning from ear to ear at all times.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
When you turn it on, though, it looks bloody janky. Well, we've been playing Uncharted all the time, just going and seeing Unreal 3 sort of dodginess.
Yeah, textures popping in and all that kind of jazz. I mean, because everyone raves about the Unreal Engine, but yet, you know, it just, unless it's actual Unreal using it, or, you know, someone specifically like Gears of War, then it just tends to come out a bit shoddy.
A little bit, yeah.
Even Gears of War, it comes out a bit shoddy every now and again.
What, apart from textures popping, Gears of War looks fantastic.
There should be no reason for texture popping.
It's just the way the engine works.
Oh, wow, well, you've got a crappy engine.
Ouch.